Little funkier.
Okay. Okay, we're going to learn tonight the dinim of Tisha B'Av. This year is a little special because it's different because it's Sunday. We're going straight from Shabbos into Tisha B'Av. So there's a lot of dinim about Shabbos and Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av and so on. Okay, so this year, the dinim of the 9 days we learned already. This year, Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. Now normally the dinim Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, so certain things of Tisha B'Av, so to speak, begin already. Certain things that you're allowed to learn, what you're not allowed to learn. So this year is Shabbos. But nevertheless, let's start from the beginning of Shabbos. Number one, before Shabbos, even though there's a minig brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Arizal, Toyamel Chaim Zachul, that you're supposed to taste each dish of Shabbos you're supposed to taste to bring Shabbos in early. But this week, obviously, you can't taste any fleshiks before Shabbos because you're not allowed to eat meat in the 9 days. Even the woman is cooking on Shabbos, on Friday, if you want to taste the food, you can't taste and swallow it because then again, you're eating meat in the 9 days. So you're allowed to taste the food if you spit it out, meaning you never swallowed it, so that's not called eating. Now, many people have a minig. We mentioned this in the past. Even in the time of the Alter Rebbe, today it's not done. But even in the time of the Alter Rebbe, if you take Shulchan Aruch as is, this Shabbos Chazayin, as it's called, because of the Avteira, you're not supposed to wear Bigdei Shabbos. People would wear the old weekday clothing even on Shabbos. It was a minig in many places, and they still do it in the non-Chassidic places, that L'chadeidi, Friday night, you sing to the Nigin Elitzion that you sing at the end of Eicha, at the end of Kinnis in the morning. In addition to that, many people read the Pasuk of Eicha in after Sheni or whatever, with the Nigin of Eicha Trap. Some people do the Haftarah Shabbos Chazayin with the Nigin of Eicha. These are a lot of different customs brought down, by the way, in Halacha. In the Hasidic world, and the Alter Rebbe writes clearly, that on this Shabbos, you don't do anything different than any other Shabbos. And in the contrary, you're supposed to show more Simcha on this Shabbos that you shouldn't think that it has to do anything with Tisha B'Av. So in our circles, we do regular Chodeidi, regular Haftarah, everything the same what we do every Shabbos. But there was an interesting custom brought down in Halacha, that Sheni of this parsha of Devarim begins with the word Eicha Esa Levadi. Begins with the word Eicha. So many places there was a minig that they would stop the pasuk before Sheni, not to begin an aliyah with Eicha. Not to begin an aliyah with the word Eicha. And by the way, just for the record, that was done in 770 for many, many, many years. One time, Rav Moshe Landau was there, who was the son, he was the chief rabbi of Bnei Brak, and he was the son of Rabbi Yaakov Landau, who was the Rav by the Rebbe Rashab. In the Rebbe Rashab's house, he was the Rav. And he once came to 770 and the Balkari did that. And he went to him afterwards, he said, "What, are you crazy? We don't do that. We don't stop a pasuk before Sheni. We stop regular, like every single Shabbos, and that's what the Rabbi Rashab did, and that's what. So since then, the Balkari in 770 also changed. The bottom line is, our minig is that you do regularly until Sheni, and then you start Sheni with the word Eicha. No, way before the Rebbe. Even in that time of the Rebbe. The Rebbe Bechlau, Rabbi Rashab said that, the Friedrich Rebbe said, the Rebbe said that many times. They didn't mix in to the running of the shul. Whatever the shul did, they did. The Rebbe didn't mix in to do it this way or that way. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe Nishchanangimish. He said clearly, didn't mix in. Okay, so that's the dinim of the Friday night. The night of Tisha B'Av, Friday night and Shabbos is a regular Shabbos. You drink wine and you eat meat and so on and so forth. Tisha B'Av, out of Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, there's a big argument in Halacha. Do you learn because of Shabbos? Now, normally, out of Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, meaning 1 o'clock, if it wouldn't be Shabbos. 1 o'clock, Erev Tisha B'Av, you only start learning things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Things pertaining to the Churban and things like that. Many Poskim hold that on Shabbos, it doesn't apply. You can learn regular Torah whole day. There's a very interesting argument in Halacha. Do you say Pirkei Avos this coming Shabbos or not? And many, many years ago, I remember all the events of what happened. The Rebbe at the Fabrengen said that there's different customs. Some people say Pirkei Avos even Shabbos Tisha B'Av, or especially Erev Tisha B'Av, and some places don't. And the Rebbe at that time said that from the Alter Rebbe seems that Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av, and Shabbos Tisha B'Av that's pushed off, you do say Pirkei Avos. Why? Because if you look on the top of Pirkei Avos, the Alter Rebbe says, "V'yesh noyeg in la'omri kol Shabbos Yisakayis." All the Shabbosim of Kayis. Now, a lot of times, Tisha B'Av or Shabbos or Sunday, you know, that happens often. So the Alter Rebbe doesn't write Chutz Mi Tisha B'Av. So he says, from the Alter Rebbe is Mashma. So 1 year, the Rebbe would explain Pirkei Avos as if Pirkei Avos was said the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. The next year, the same thing happened. And the Rebbe said, it's a big argument, Halacha, therefore I'm not telling you what the minig is. I'm going to go into my room and say Pirkei Avos. Like this, the Rebbe used to say Pirkei Avos after Minchan the show. The Rebbe said, I'm going to my room, I'm going to do what I want, and you guys do what you want, basically. But Lepoel, the Rebbe changed it afterwards, and unofficially he changed it. And Lepoel, the official minig in Chabad is we do not say Pirkei Avos this week. That means this past Shabbos was Perek Beis. This Shabbos would be Perek Gimel. But Leper, we don't say Pirkei Avos after Mincha this week. Instead, we say the following Shabbos, we do Perek Gimel. So, in other words, this Shabbos, Leper, and even the Luch Kel Chabad, they bring down the Dominicans only to learn those things this Erev Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, to learn only things that pertain to Tisha B'Av. But Tillim, you could say a whole day. And therefore, like this, people that want to learn Rambam, Chitas, or whatever it is, should make sure to do it Shabbos afternoon before 1 o'clock. If you learn Rambam, you should do it Shabbos before 1 o'clock. And same thing with Chitas, or whatever a person learns. Okay, now, Metzoy Shabbos. Oh, so normally, on a regular year, Suda Mafsekes, you sit down on the floor, you don't even sit three people together, you sit down on the floor, you have a bagel with a hard-boiled egg, and you dip them into ashes, and you sit on the floor, and you're not allowed to have two cooked foods by Suda Mafsekes, whatever. This year, because it's Shabbos, all these dinim don't apply. You're allowed to eat on Shabbos, this Shabbos, up to sundown, just give or take 8 o'clock, so it's a little bit after 8. You're allowed to eat meat. The Gemara's Halacha's expression is Afilu Sudas Shleima B'Shaita. Even like the meal of Shleima HaMelech in his time, meaning you can eat as much as you want. And that's the Halacha Taker, that you eat this Shabbos, you eat meat, wine, a whole day until Shkia.
What time the fast
starts? At Shkia, I don't know. Whatever Shki is, what? About 8 o'clock, 8:03 maybe, what?
Do you have to make another
Suda,
though?
Suda
Mafsekes?
There's no Suda
Mafsekes.
It's just a practical thing, because you're fasting. You want
to... You don't have to, like, wash.
No. Well, you have, again, but that's not, you don't have to wash by Suda Mafsekes this year. There isn't any really halachic Suda Mafsekes, because it's Shabbos. Now, in a practical way, like you announced already by Shalosh Shudas last week, so basically what most shuls do, by the way, because otherwise it's a big hassle. So like we're going to daven mincha here, like 1:35, after the kiddush, whatever, or for break, maybe whatever, until 1:35. 1:35 we'll daven mincha, and then everybody goes home. Now you have to stop eating at sundown, which is probably going to be like, again, 8:02 maybe by then or whatever. So you have to stop eating at sundown. You don't change your Shabbos clothing yet because it's still Shabbos. You don't change your Shabbos clothing. Now, what's practical done in most shuls today is that when Seisa Kochavim come, let's say Shabbos is over.
One second.
Candlelighting this week is 7:46. So at 8:46, what?
No, it's getting smaller.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. No, 4 minutes from the longest. Yeah. Okay, whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, at 8:46, you say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. Then you put on your sneakers. You don't have to change your Big Day Shabbos. You're still, says an halacha, you're allowed to continue wearing Big Day Shabbos because it's still a continuation of Shabbos. Because Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing. But you're allowed to wear, so then you say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. And then you could drive to Shul, whatever. Because... So once you say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, then you change your shoes. That's why it's so much easier this way than coming to shul for Mincha and going, you know, it's crazy. What? That night, Saturday night, you have to sit on the floor or on a low stool. A person that has medical issues, like terrible backs or a pregnant woman or, you know, things like that, that it's very hard for them to sit, or very old people. Like, means very old is 100 plus. Everybody's young. So then you're allowed to sit on a regular chair because it's health. It's not comfort so much. Okay, so then you come to shul. You remove the pareches. By the way, Shabbos Mincha, there's no tzidkoscha because Tisha B'Av is the Yom Tiv. So there's no tachlin on Tisha B'Av, which is interesting. There's no tachlin on Tisha B'Av. But, so therefore you don't see tzikos chet mincha. You take off this, and then, now, you daven ma'ariv, okay, whatever, the chazan will figure out what to do. And then after ma'ariv is an interesting thing this year. Because it's Saturday night, and you don't make havdalah until Sunday night, you have to make a bere me'ere ha'esh. Because why do we make a bracha bere me'esh? We learned already. Because fire was created Saturday night, and fire is vital in food and warmth and everything. So we make every Saturday night Bar Meresh. But you normally make it during Havdalah. But you're not making Havdalah Saturday night because you can't eat Saturday night. So you make Havdalah Sunday night before you break your fast. Sunday night before you break your fast, you have to make Havdalah. And we'll get soon, I don't know, today, whatever. If somebody is not fasting on Tisha B'Av, so if it's kids, they can eat before Havdalah. Adults that have to eat, break the fast on Tisha B'Av this year, before they break the fast, they have to make Havdalah. Because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah.
No,
what? No, you make Havdalah, no psalmim, no Eish, you do Saturday night. That's it. Even when you make Havdalah Sunday night this year, no psalmim, no candle. We say Saturday night in Maariv. That's a... No, those that make have to make Havdalah because they're breaking their fast, use either wine, grape juice, beer. Oranges. Not oranges. I know some people say it doesn't make sense, and most poskim say you can't do that. No, you can't drink. So you say Atochen Antanu. No, there's Vato Kodesh after Kinnis. What? If you're not fasting at all and you're going to be eating even Saturday night, let's say, yeah, then you make Havdalah Saturday night. Yeah. Or beer or coffee or tea that's not iced coffee, iced tea, that's pretty warm, but you could drink, you know, a sheer at one time. And then that's it.
Nope,
some. Okay, so now we jumped the gun a little bit. So... Now, so what do you do Saturday night in shul? After Maariv, before you read Eicha, light up a Havdalah candle in shul, and somebody goes around, and everybody makes the bracha b'ere me'ere ha'esh. Saturday night. Before Eicha. What? Because something is supposed to make you feel good, and Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to be feeling too good.
Tisha B'Av,
Yeah, but that's not the Samim is designated especially to make you feel good. No, it depends which one. You're talking about the strong stuff. In America, they don't have it anymore. They used to. They got the Israel. Israel, they still have it. Yeah, I used to. Yeah, the old lady used it. Okay. Huh? The no v'yitin l'cha. And Sunday night, you also don't say v'yitin l'cha because you don't say v'yitin l'cha only Saturday night. So bottom line is, Sunday night before you break your fast, you have to make Havdalah. Or women that for whatever reason they're not fasting, let's say they just gave birth before Tisha B'Av or whatever. So then women have to make Havdalah before they eat. There's an interesting thing, now Rebbe Shchunor brings it down, and that is, even though kids are obligated in Chinuch, so kids have to hear Havdalah, but Dalt Rebbe says, kids under Bar and Bas Mitzvah are allowed to eat and drink before Havdalah. Any regular Saturday night, b'chlal. Before Kiddush and before Havdalah, kids under Bar and Bas Mitzvah are allowed to eat and drink because that aspect of Chinuch, of time levels, are not, we're not the obligation of Chinuch.